Now, I had an interesting call from a listener about 2 weeks ago. Now, I won't give you his name, but he said he'd applied for about 40 jobs in the last year, and in the vast majority of cases, he never even got a letter of acknowledgement from the company in question. He says it's soul-destroying to keep being rejected like this, and he was wondering if he was doing something wrong that he so rarely even got to the interview stage. Now, I'm sure he's not the only person in this position at the moment, because there's thousands of people, as we know, on the live register in Kerry these days. But could it be, I'm asking this afternoon, that our listener's CV is the problem? Well, I'm joined on the line by Liam Horn, who is a career consultant with the company Slí Nua Careers, and he might just be able to help. Liam, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Deirdre.
Liam, it's such a simple thing to get right, you would imagine. And yet, from what you've been telling me before we came on air, a huge number of people actually fall at the first fence by not having the right CV.
Yes, and in fact, Peter Cosgrove, who's the director of CPL Recruitment, one of the big recruitment companies in Ireland, says when he was asked to put together the 10 reasons why people don't get jobs, reason one and reason two were both your CV stinks. Which might be a little bit graphic or blatant, but by and large, people don't do good CVs. They send out information, but the information doesn't necessarily sell them. It doesn't portray their experience or their training or their education in a way that makes sense to the employer and doesn't grab the employer's attention. So people in the competitive world we're now living in, and your listener has had experience of this, where the amount of CVs companies are getting to even get noticed, never mind get the job, is an achievement. And we would argue that people need to work very, very hard to make sure their CV catches the early attention of the employer and sets them up for an interview.
And what are the most common mistakes? I mean, I'm sure you've come across a few clangers. If you could share with us so other people will learn from those mistakes.
Well, I suppose people don't really sell themselves properly. That's the most common mistake. They treat it like you might filling out a form for a local authority, where they fill in information very factually, but with no life in it and no interpretation of what they have done. So they don't sell themselves. They think that just to give the information might be enough, but it's not going to be. And that's the key message. You should treat the CV as a sales document, and you're the product. And from the very first word you put on that CV, you should be seeking to sell yourself. Clangers we see, for example, the whole first half of the first page taken up with contact details, which don't sell you. They're important to be there, but they should be tucked away nice and neatly. And you should get to things like your personal profile and your key achievements and attributes. And they can come from your work, your education, your involvement in a drama group or a football team or whatever else you've done in your life, to give an idea of the kind of person you are. A major clangor people make is that they leave their achievements out. If you have won, for example, All-Ireland medals, and there are a few of those in Kerry for sport, you should tell people that, because while they might say, well, it doesn't really matter because I'm going for a job, you know, managing a supermarket, but it does show you're somebody who commits to something, somebody who has a perseverance and who's committed to excellence and who can, you know, work with other people. And lots can be read into your achievements, but the onus is on you to push that across to the employer. The onus is on you to get that information out to the in your CV. The employer doesn't have to see you as well as you see yourself. You've got to make that happen.
But I suppose there's a fine line, though, isn't there, between, as you say, on the one hand, wanting to appear like somebody who has achievements and who's well-rounded and has lots of interests and hobbies, but I presume you don't need to go into the minutiae like of I enjoy playing cricket on Friday afternoons and I watch EastEnders.
No, you're trying to give an overall sample of who you are and what you stand for in some ways. They're not interested in every little bit, as you say, but if you have achievements, and it may be coaching a local sports team, it could be producer of a drama show, it could be different things that will highlight things about you. That's the kind of stuff you should put in there. You should be very sparing in what you write, though, because you shouldn't ask the employer to read too much stuff. They're going through huge amounts of CVs, and really, if you go beyond two pages, you're going to lose their attention. And in fact, even in a page and a half, well written can be effective. Mark Twain's old saying about, I wrote you a long letter because I hadn't time to write you a short one, is very appropriate. Narrow it down, get the important stuff out there, and let them see you for what you are and for what you can bring to the workplace. And it's amazing what a good CV can do. And, you know, your listeners' experience, you know, I don't know, obviously, the intimate details of that case, but my hunch would be that the CV isn't good enough, because I talk to recruiters and HR people all the time, and they tell me anything up to 75% of CVs they receive are poor. And by that, they mean they don't sell the person well enough. So there's a huge problem with people out there with their CVs.
We've got a few questions in for you, Liam, because we advertised on earlier programs today that you'd be on, and not surprisingly, a good few people have been on with questions. Here's an interesting one, and I don't know the answer to this. Somebody emailed in to ask, what's the difference between an unbound CV, a bound CV, and a slide binder CV?
Well, physically, the differences are obvious in terms of with the binder on the side and all that, but I would say that the bound CV or the slide bound CV are only trouble. They're making it harder for the employer to leave your CV in a bundle on the desk. We would recommend just sending your CV with a simple staple in the top left-hand corner, or by email if that's the preferred choice of the company. Don't do anything that makes your CV difficult to move through the office. As I said, they get dozens and dozens of CVs. Yours should be easily accessed, easily read, plenty of white space, and binding, I would say, is a fussiness and it causes an awkwardness for the employer.
A listener wants to know, this is interesting as well, she's applied for a number of teaching posts, she's still applying for teaching posts, and she's asking where the requirements may vary from school to school. So do you have any tips on how to make a template that will suit all?
Yeah, what teachers find is jobs have application forms. I think the VEC generally have an application form, for example. What I would say is, you know, get your CV right and you can copy and paste information from your CV into forms. But a teacher should be looking at highlighting early in their CV their willingness to contribute to extracurricular activities, their interest in sport or drama or whatever else might be involved in the school, and examples from their life when they have done that. They should also address the key issues for a school. Classroom management, for example, would be something a school would like to see about. So I would make, if I was that listener, I would make up a series of bullet points of 10 to 15 bullet points of key issues that you have or key assets that you have that would be attractive to the school. The key thing really is to start with what the school are the impact from there. Frequently people broadcast their own information out there, but they don't make it relevant to the job they're going for. So, for example, if you're sending out the same CV over and over and over again, it's impossible that that CV can speak to every employer. You should really tweak your CV every time and put in something relevant to that employer. In an industrial setting, it might be, I speak German, which will help with your recent expansion into the German market, for example, if that's relevant for the employer. So just sending out your CV over and over again, you're keeping yourself busy and active, but is it actually having an impact where it goes?
Now, we don't have a lot of time left, Liam, but just two questions I want to ask you before we let you go. Listener wants to know, should you include your junior cert results in a CV?
It all depends what stage the listener is at. If they have done their Leaving Cert and gone on through college, the junior cert would not be relevant. But if the junior cert is the highest level of qualification they currently have, yes, it would be relevant.
Okay.
So, you know, it's all about where you are at.
And just tell us a little bit about Shlinua and what you actually can do for people who want to get the perfect job or whatever.
Okay, well, we have an online CV service where people can send us their existing CV and we do a makeover of that. Or if they have no CV, we can do a CV from scratch, and they can get that by accessing our website, shlinuacareers.com, and go to /CV, and all the details are available there. And that can be done without people leaving the comfort of their own home. And our guarantee is that we will give our customers a CV that sells them, even if we have to do 5 drafts until people are happy, because it's something you do once every few years and you need to get it right. And that's why we say call in the professionals.
Sounds like a wise investment for anyone who's serious about job hunting. Liam, we're going to leave it there. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Deirdre.
Thank you for taking our call on the Talk About programme this afternoon. That's Liam Horan there, who's a career consultant with the company Shlinua Careers, if you want to check out their website. And as you said, it sounds like it would be a very wise step for anyone out there who's looking for a job at the moment.